Hello and welcome to God Calling Vocation Vibes, conversations with the Little Sisters of the Poor and special guests. My name is Sister Carolyn, and we have several special guests with us today, and I'm eager for you to meet them. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the topic that we have today, which is the vocation of the lay associate of a religious family. Many religious families have either third order members or oblates or associates. We Little Sisters of the Poor have Jeanne-Jougan associates, named after our mother founder, Saint Jeanne-Jougan, who first started bringing in the elderly poor and giving them a home and love and care and dignity and joy and preparing them to go home to God. And so this is the beautiful apostolate that these people have embraced along with us vowed Little Sisters of the Poor. And as you may know, Vatican II has encouraged us to really invite the laity to be fully active in the works of the church. And so this is a vocation within a vocation where people within their own vocation of married life or single life or whatever can also embrace this vocation of a spirituality in service. So I'm going to ask our three associates who are here, who just made their promises 2 days ago, to introduce themselves. And our fourth associate who just made her promises is actually behind the camera. She is the director of this podcast. And it is to that association member that we owe the whole concept of this vocation podcast. So thank you, Anna Marie Samulis. Let's go ahead and have each introduce yourself.
I'm Nancy Smith, and I'm a wife and a mother of three daughters. I have five grandchildren. I worked in IT for about 30 years, and I retired 5 years ago, and have filled my time with things I've always wanted to do, hiking, theater. I volunteer at Bushnell Theater, spending time with my family, and very much enjoying working with the sisters at St. Joseph's Residence.
Thank you.
I'm Phil Sampson. I'm also recently retired, but prior to that, I was working for about 30 years in many different sales jobs. I've lived in Enfield for a while, and I have three children. Two of them are grown up, and one of them is just about to enter college. And I enjoy spending time with family and usually traveling New England most of the time for day trips and
wonderful.
Just exploring.
Thank you, Phil.
Hello, so I'm Mary Anderson. I have lived here in Connecticut my entire life. I grew up in the Simsbury-Granby area, and I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for a little over 5.5 years. In the meantime, I really enjoy exercising, more specifically running and biking. And I really love to sing and play guitar, especially for our beloved residents. I've been volunteering with the Little Sisters of the Poor since September of 2022, and it's really just such a joyous experience, and I love to spend my free time over there with the residents.
Thank you, Mary. And Anna Marie Samulis, whom I mentioned, who is behind the camera, has been serving with the Little Sisters of the Poor. She came to us from the corporate world and has been very dedicated. And as I mentioned, she is the one who actually made a way for this podcast to happen. And so we thank you, Anna Marie. Now, I'm going to turn to our associates and explain a few of the things about the call that they have embraced. As I mentioned, it's a call within a call. And so the beauty of it is that it is flexible to each individual's gifts and talents. Whatever they can give to the charism of St. Jeanne-Jougan, the work of the Little Sisters of the Poor, all gifts are welcome. Some may serve in the dining room, help with activities, help on outings. Some may drive to pick up donations, and some may animate and sing. Some may use their professional skills and expertise to help with our development program, with our fundraising. There are so many ways to be a part of the charism, and we welcome all these beautiful gifts. The nice thing is it can be flexible in regard to the amount of time that a person can give as a Jeanne-Jougan associate. they receive a formation given by the Little Sisters of the Poor, and they receive statutes, like sisters have a rule of life, they have their statutes, their guidelines that they follow that keep them immersed in the spirituality, because this is not only volunteer work, it's service, and we treasure our volunteers, all of those who volunteer with us, but these are individuals who are taking it a step further, who want to embrace the spirituality of St. Jean Jugon and let this service flow from their faith life. The associates make promises, and those promises last for 1 year. So again, it can be flexible. If a time comes when a person's health no longer permits active service, or when the time comes where family needs are growing or demands of the job are taking more time, perhaps they might not be able to renew. But you receive the spirituality, the formation, which is a gift for a lifetime, and you'll carry that with you through a lifetime, and you serve year by year within that charism, within that spirituality, as you are able to renew your promises. So that's it in a nutshell, a lot of flexibility. In order to be considered for the Association Jean Jugon, an individual needs to be a Catholic in good standing and have a heart full of faith and love for the elderly and a desire to serve. So let me ask our associates, who, as I mentioned, are 2 days old, they just made their promises 2 days ago, what would be something that you would say has drawn you to the charism of St. Jean Jugon, and what's meaningful to you about being a part of our Hospitaller family? Nancy?
Well, you know, so I had retired, and so I was looking for, things that I wanted to do, and I had a lot of fun things going on, sister, but I just really felt that I needed a purpose. My grandchildren didn't need me much anymore. You know, they were well on their way. I wasn't working full-time anymore. So 15 years ago, I had come to St. Joseph's residence to volunteer for a very brief time. And coming into the home, it just felt so welcoming and so warm, and the sisters were so great to work with. So when I did retire, and at that time, I was working with one of the sisters. And what really attracted my attention was, you know, we were working together, and we had come across an aide who was working with a resident, and I'm not sure exactly what they were doing, but somebody had come up to them to try and schedule the resident for some kind of shower, I'm not even sure, maybe a haircut, and sister left my side and went over and talked to that person and said, look, you know, very gently but firmly, when an aide is working with a resident and they're working closely together, you don't interrupt. You can come back later and find out, you know, the time schedule for the resident's haircut or whatever. And it just really impressed me about, you know, the importance and the respect that was given to the elderly. And so when I did retire and I wanted to somehow be able to talk about my faith, even just be able to live my faith out, it came to mind. And so I found out about the association and thought it would be a good fit. The Holy Spirit, I think, led me here.
Yes. Because truly, it's Jesus whom we serve in the poor, Jesus and the elderly poor. And so, yes, he deserves that respect. And I'm so happy that spoke to your heart and drew you to the charism. And Phil, what drew you to the charism, and what's meaningful to you about being part of this Hospitaller family of the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Having lived in Enfield for a while, I've gone to church both at St. Martha's and at St. Mary's in Long Meadow. About 18 months ago, I saw an ad in the church bulletin asking for a volunteer driver at Little Sisters of the Poor. And I decided that would be a nice way to spend some time. I've also known, it's just recently prior to that I learned the name St. Jean Jugon for the first time when the Enfield churches were integrated into one parish under her name. So I decided, okay, let me give this a try. And since I have more and more time available, I just thought it would be nice to get more and more involved in this work.
Beautiful. And our residents certainly enjoy going out to Lunch Bunch with you, in addition to the other kind things that you do for us and for the family. And Mary, what drew you to the Charism of Jean Jougan, and what's most meaningful to you about being part of our family?
I would say, as I gained experience volunteering at the Little Sisters of the Poor, what really drew me the most regarding the Charism of St. Jean Jougan really was her emphasis on littleness and just really seeing Jesus in each and every one of our beautiful residents. And I really love especially her quote on how so good it is to be poor. And after spending so much time, I was actually stopped by one of our little sisters who had asked me to be part of the association. And after praying on it, I gave a very firm yes. And being a part of this family, what it really means to me is really living out the mission of St. Jean Jougan, obviously as a layperson, but really just focusing on that littleness and how the smallest things go such a long way for our elderly poor, as they are our Lord.
Truly, truly. Thank you so much. It's really beautiful to see how the lay people appreciate the spirituality and have a deep spiritual life themselves. And it's such a wonderful fit if God is calling you to this. So our podcast can be reached at, if you have questions, comments, or interested in finding out more about the Association Jean Jougan, you can email us at lspusapodcast@gmail.com. That's lspusapodcast@gmail.com. And we would be happy to answer your questions and talk with you further about it. And perhaps God is holding for you the joy of this vocation. One never knows. So I'd like to pause a moment now and have us all enjoy seeing the moments when our associates, our four new associates, made their promises on Saturday. All around the world, the associates make their promises or renew their promises on or near the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, because he is their patron and he's an important patron of the Little Sisters of the Poor. So in our Enfield home, we have four new Jean Jougan associates, but in other homes across the country and all around the world, new lay people have stepped forward, completed their formation, and made these beautiful promises to serve God and his elderly poor. Let's take a peek.
In your presence, Lord Jesus, with your grace and through Mary's intercession, I commit myself to the Association Jean Jougan of the Little Sisters of the Poor for 1 year. I promise to serve you and the elderly with joy and love by following the example of humility and confidence left us by St. Jean Jougan.
So does that bring back memories?
Yes. Yes, it does bring back memories. Yes. This is a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day.
Very special moment. It fills our hearts with joy when we little sisters see those of you who are joining our family and stepping forward to participate in this beautiful, beautiful charism and mission that God has given us in the church. So how did you feel when you made your promises? What was the feeling that gave you? And what do you most look forward to as you now begin to live out this new vocation within a vocation as a Jean Jougan associate?
I felt very welcomed, and I felt just very much the love. You know, the other associates in the church and hearing everybody sing, and afterwards, the sisters and the other associates all giving us a hug and welcoming us, and seeing the residents there, you know, who gave us, you know, hugs and kisses. And for me, it was very important, because I had been trying to think what I did want to do with my free time retiring, and I was afraid to make commitments because I had been so programmed over the years with work and with family needs, and I might be needed. And so I was very hesitant to make a commitment. But, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I decided to go ahead and jump, and it's been lovely and flexible, you know, if I can't make it, and just very happy to be able to live out my faith as in service and in love, so.
And what you've done is really made a contribution already. The pastoral is what Nancy helps with, among other things, and the pastoral care of the elderly poor is very, very important because they're on their journey home to God, and they have needs, and they have longings, and they may have smiles on their faces, but sometimes they have a little brokenness in their hearts, and for Nancy to help connect them with the spiritual comfort, with things spiritual, is just such a gift. So thank you for that, Nancy. And I hadn't mentioned that one of the privileges that a Zhangjiagang associate can participate in is what we call the Watch with the Dying. We little sisters stay with our residents night and day whenever they're in the dying process. And for the most part, there's joy in the house, joy from one room to the other. But when someone is preparing to go home to God, it's a very, very sacred thing, awesome to be there. And our Zhangjiagang associates are welcome to help us with that vigil, knowing that it's just as if we were there when Christ was on the cross, that we are accompanying Jesus in his agony. But thank you for your service in the pastoral.
Welcome.
And Phil, what are your feelings when you made your promises, and what are you excited about going forward?
Well, I felt quite humbled to be part of this group. Also very excited. And I must admit, I was also quite anxious because I want to be sure I did a good job. What I look forward the most to is spending more time with the residents, finding newer ways to just be more involved in their lives and being of service to them.
Very good. And Phil brought up an important point because the elderly need people to visit them. Their needs are met within the home. It's a beautiful family spirit, but they love to feel that somebody's visiting them. It's a volunteer, an HHJ, an individual who really wants to be with them and spend time with them. So that is another very valuable service that our Zhangjiagang associates render. And so thank you for that and for all the donation pickups you do for us and all those other things. And Mary, please tell us how you felt when you made your promises and what you're most looking forward to going forward in this new vocation.
Sure. So I would say after last Saturday, for me, it was a very elated feeling after making those promises, just knowing that I am part of this hospitality family and that I can provide ministry and really be part of the charism of St. Zhangjiagang. And if anything, I really felt so filled by the Holy Spirit. And it was such an immense joy that it really made me look forward to serving the elderly poor. And what I really hope moving forward is to continue to provide service to them. Even though I'm there on a regular basis, I'm always looking for ways to really mirror St. Zhangjiagang and her mission. And really for me, the focus is on the humble service and how she really just saw Jesus in each and every one of them. And really just focusing on the beauty of giving of my time to them and continuing to build relationships, because really, as time has gone on and the more time I've spent with them, they've really become my family and I hold them very close to my heart.
And they truly do love their Zhangjiagang associates. They feel very cared about by these people. Mary has great talents, singing and music and dance, and she animates, but she also loves and is a companion. She'll take them out for walks and they love to see Mary coming. So thank you for sharing your time and your service, Mary.
Welcome,
and
sister.
Many times people may think that young adults are like way too busy to serve or to consider something like this. But this is a good example of how a person, even with a busy schedule and with other obligations, who has a heart that is filled with faith and a desire to serve, can figure out a way. So thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
So if there were individuals out there who heard our podcast or read about the Jean Jagan Associates and were thinking, well, I wonder if this would be a good fit for me, what would be your advice for them?
I think that if you're looking for something fulfilling and, to have a purpose in serving our Lord, I think this is the place to go. And, you have the when you speak to the resident, it's like they light up. And you give love, but they give you so much more love back. And you have laughs. I mean, we had the root beer float party and played games and playing Rummy Cube, and one resident just couldn't remember that a run had to be all the same suit. And, but we had fun with it, So I would just say if you have, feel it in your heart that, you want to do something with purpose and you have this love and you love your faith, I can't think of a better way to serve. I'm just very grateful.
I love your point about with purpose. This is something so meaningful. It touches on time and eternity together. These old people who are fully engaged in life, but also very cognizant of eternal life, which lies before them. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So thank you for bringing that out. And Phil, what would be your advice?
I suggest they would start small and simple, volunteer with Little Sisters, like I did, do something that you like to do, and spend as much time as you can, and learn more about St. Jean Jagan, as well as the tireless work that the Little Sisters do. I think from there, they're going to find their niche, and their path is going to be pretty clear for them. I'm reminded of this quote, I think it was attributed to Mahatma Gandhi, who said, and I'm paraphrasing, a society is judged by history and by God in terms of how they treat their weakest and most marginalized members. St. Jean Jagan and the Little Sisters have obviously focused on service to the elderly poor, how much more marginalized than you get. And I think it's pretty obvious that they're doing a great job of it. And my suggestion is be part of that, even a small part of that, because it is a worthwhile mission.
Thank you. And that's a good point. You need to be around some so that you can get the feel, get the vibes, and
yes,
sense the spirituality and know if your heart is at home with this. And we do ask for individuals who are considering becoming Jean Jagan Associates to come and be involved, to get that feel, and then we'll see mutually if that would be a vocation that God might be calling them to within their larger vocation. So thank you, Phil and Mary.
So my biggest piece of advice would be, if you have not done so yet, please visit one of the homes of the Little Sisters of the Poor. It is no time wasted, and also to really get that volunteer experience, really get a chance to spend time with the residents, and obviously also spend time learning about St. Jean Jagan, but then inquire about the association. Really speak to an associate, speak to a little sister about it, and most importantly, pray on it too. Ask the Holy Spirit if this is where He may be guiding you. I mean, I can speak on behalf of my generation as a young adult. We do face such a confusing world, and society likes to put so much pressure on us to meet these standards. But as somebody who, yes, has a busy schedule, yet still has time to serve the elderly poor, I just can't stress it enough. There's always room for ministry. There's always room to serve Jesus. And being part of this association, you have nothing to lose. It's so beautiful and really no time wasted at all.
Truly, everyone needs to live their faith and everyone needs to carve out time for service, even if you don't have a lot of time. It's really, really important. It's an important part of the Christian life. And so we encourage you to consider doing that. And the young adults of today, I read in Jean Twenge's book, Generations, she's well researched on generational characteristics and how the young adults of today, they are very, very busy, but they are very deliberate and paced in their preparation for full adulthood. And they take their time, they may go back to school, they may take a gap year, they may do mission service, they may marry and delay having their family. They are very paced, but all through that formative period for a young adult, while they are preparing for the fullness of their vocation, they need a spirituality and they need to serve. So it's not something that we should set aside for a time when we don't have anything to do. It's something that is a spirituality and an avenue for service that's, like you said, very, very meaningful. And so I commend our young adults who do serve and encourage any others who might be interested in the Jean Jougan Association to not write it off. Give it some thought. You can look it up on our website, which is littlesistersofthepoor.org. And again, you can contact us at lspusapodcast@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to give you information about it. Our next episode will be on spiritual motherhood. We'll look forward to having Sister Amy Christine with us. And I want to thank our Jean Jougan associates and also Anna Marie, who is behind the camera, for being with us today. If you have enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe or follow to this podcast so that others will see it, and maybe more and more young men and women will be ready and emboldened to discern and embrace their calling, whatever that might be. And in the meantime, please be assured that we Little Sisters of the Poor, our precious residents, our Jean Jougan associates, and all of our Hospitaller family keep you and your personal walk with Jesus in our prayers.